His last name is Remington. First name is Guz as in zebra. IDE. Date of birth is September 24, 2024. Date of birth is January 8, 1958. Next record is she complains of feet and hand numbness. Next record is represents the illustration of history of hand and feet numbness. So I've done a nerve conduction study on her. In her hands, accommodated April 18th. For several, she's found to have carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. For several, I have previously referred her to Dr. Bergard for carpal tunnel evaluation. For several, she tells me that she has not seen Dr. Bergard yet. For several, which also tell me that her left anterior lateral thigh is numb. For several, tells her that her right foot is numb. A patient has done a cervical spine MRI at Stanford Hospital. For stuff, next to paragraph, a diagnostic test, an MRI, a cervical spine MRI done at the Stanford University, Stanford Hospital. For stuff, it was done on April 29, 2024. For stuff, it shows degenerative joint disease. For stuff, it shows a moderate disc osteophyte formation. A common on C4 and C5. For first study, show also show disc osteophytes complex, common C5 and C6. First step, without forming the cord. First step. Next paragraph, impression of carpal tunnel syndrome, common bilaterally. First step, this is done on a nerve conduction study found on the nerve conduction study, dated April 18, 2024. First step, I previously asked her, made a referral to have her see Dr. Bergard, common on April 18, 2024. First step, the patient tells me that she's been on vacation and she did not get to see her yet. First step, I recommend her to make an appointment to see Dr. Bergard for her carpal tunnel evaluation. First step, impression number two, left anterior lateral thigh numbness. First step, I suspect that's left moralgia parastatica from overweight in the belly. First step, explain to her that the overweight in the belly can compress the lateral cutaneous femoral nerve, comma, causing anterior lateral thigh numbness. First step, recommend her to lose weight. First step, impression number three, right foot numbness. First step, patient tells me that she's been having right foot numbness. First step, I suspect that may be due to low back problem and low back DJD or spondylosis causing the right foot numb. First step, a patient have seen Dr. Rovner, R-O-V-N-E-R. First step, recommend her to see Dr. Rovner. Mekama may consider a lumbar spine MRI. First step, recommend her to talk to Dr. Rovner for that. A patient tells me that she has peripheral neuropathy. First up, how do I explain to her that I don't think this is peripheral neuropathy, first up, because you only have a numbness in the right foot, but not the left foot. First up, explain to her that the peripheral neuropathy will usually involve both foot, first up. As a matter of fact, I checked her nerve conduction study. She did not have peripheral neuropathy, first up. Next to our recommendation, explain to the patient to see Dr. Bergard for carpal tunnel syndrome, first up. Next up, recommend patient to lose weight for the left and moralgia parastatica, first up. Next up, recommendation to see Dr. Rovner for her back and neck problems, first up. I suspect that she might have low back spondylosis causing her right foot to be numb, first up. A patient tells me that she's already seen Dr. Rovner for stomach supper. Also recommendation to see Dr. Shastiva, S-A-C-H-E-D-E-V-A, Shastiva, for a second opinion for her hand numbness. So first up, patient tells me that she has previously seen Dr. Shastiva. First up, I explained to her that this is an excellent idea for her to see Dr. Shastiva for a second opinion for her numbness symptoms. So first up, and this marks a demotation. Next patient, the last name is Remington. First name is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. They visited. Next number, date of note is September 24, 2024. Date of birth is April 14, 1952. Next paragraph, patient, a wife, a comma, G-U-Z-I-D-E, Remington, a comma, tells me that she thinks that Bruce has Parkinson's disease. So first of all, she tells me that he has hand tremors. So first of all, he tells me that Boo's father has Parkinson's disease, diagnosed at 89 years old. So first of all, a patient has. Next paragraph, I've examined Bruce last year in April 21, 2023. First up, at that time, he has no shaking. First up, there's no resting tremors. First up, there's no shuffling gait. First up, there's no bradykinesia. First up, there's no masked face. First up, there's no monotonous voice at that time. First up, I suspect the patient may have essential tremor. So first up, a patient, an examination does have an action tremor. First up, it is a right hand more than the left hand. First up, this is all found on May 3rd of 2023, an examination for step. An expert of a given the wife keeps saying that she thinks Bruce had Parkinson's disease, comma, I would recommend her to bring Bruce to see Dr. Sachdeva, comma, for a second opinion for step. S-A-C-H-E-D-E-V-A, Dr. Sachdeva for a second opinion for step. Recommend her to bring Bruce to see Dr. Sachdeva, comma, to see to evaluate for possible Parkinson's disease. So first up, when I checked him last year, comma, May 3rd of 2023, comma, I did not think he has Parkinson's disease. So first up, I think he might have essential tremor. So first up, however, I may be wrong. First up, it's my intervention that I might be wrong. Period. I recommend her. The wife to bring Bruce to support second opinion for step. Except the Bruce is always also seeing Dr. Kevin Lee for sleep problems for step, and he has done a sleep study for step. Seeing Dr. Lee for sleep disturbances, so first up, recommend Bruce to continue to see Dr. Lee for his sleep problems. So first up, this marks a denotation.